Let's have a look at that story about Nabil Fekir potentially moving to Chelsea. That's what reports in France are saying, and the London Evening Standard have picked up on this as well. So to speak about it, I'm joined by James Benge from the Evening Standard. Good evening.
Evening.
It's great to have you on. So Fekir, so close to joining Liverpool earlier in the window, and now Chelsea have apparently turned their attentions to him. They've been, I guess because of the managerial situation, fairly slow on the uptake in the transfer market this summer, but he'd be a very strong signing for them, you'd think.
He'd be a fantastic signing for them. I mean, there's still a lot to kind of figure out about how Maurizio Sarri wants to play football at Chelsea, but I think Fekir could be sort of perfect as a centre-forward who isn't really a centre-forward, a false nine, whatever you want to call it, kind of like Sarri had at Napoli with Dries Mertens. So you can see where the interest came from there. It looks like Liverpool aren't going to revive their interest. That's what we're hearing. So you certainly see why Chelsea would be keen on a player like Fekir, who along with Hazard, it would just be a fantastic front line.
We don't have too long to go in the transfer window. By this time on Thursday, I think it will have been closed. So do you know how much legs this story's potentially got?
I think it's difficult to say at the moment. There is so much in flux at Chelsea now. They're going to need to buy a new goalkeeper because Thibaut Courtois is absent without leave, so he's going to go to Real Madrid. I think that will be the priority, will be obviously replacing Courtois. Chelsea have a lot of business they need to do, so it could be a matter of actually how many hours are there in a day to get every bit of transfer business they want over the line.
I'd be quite worried if I was a Chelsea fan, just looking at the players who potentially do want to leave. Hazard, of course, has been so strongly linked with a move away. New manager takes time to settle. Players still need to come in. It's a potentially worrying situation for them, given they're still out of the Champions League.
It's really problematic. I mean, the way Sarri plays football is quite complex for Chelsea. It's energetic and demanding, and it can take a while to get right. It seems like they are going to start the season with a worse goalkeeper than they ended the last one. Like, they will not get a replacement of Courtois' standards, certainly not for the about sort of $35 million they'll get for him. I think Hazard will stay. Willian has said he'll stay as well. So it'll be losing Courtois, but also they've just not really upgraded as much as any of their rivals except Tottenham.
Do you think that means they'll fall further behind in the race for the top four, or is it still too early to say?
I think they probably will this year. Certainly they'll start quite slowly. I think they might mount a late push, but the margin for error this season is going to be so slim that if you don't start quickly, it could already be gone.
Absolutely. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones, James Benge from the Evening Standard on as well. Just looking at some of the other transfer stories on the Standard website, actually, and there are quite a few of them. Including, we'll get on to Yannick Bolasie in a moment, but I was interested in Lucas Perez potentially moving to West Ham. I'd forgotten he was still at Arsenal.
Yeah, he's had a bit of a rocky time there. Arsene Wenger signed him, having rejected him previously in the summer of 2016. Never really fancied him. He went on loan to Deportivo La Coruña, his hometown team. They got relegated. Arsenal are quite keen to move him on. He would like to stay in the Premier League. So looks like a deal with West Ham for about £5 million. Could be done as early as tomorrow. Certainly suits West Ham. That's a decent striker for that amount of money. It's a good move for Perez. He can stay in London and prove himself in the Premier League. Arsenal will definitely feel like they wish they could get some more money for that. But £5 million is a pittance nowadays. Not much money for Emery to play with.
It's a surprise. There aren't many more teams in for him with that money, actually, then.
Yeah, there's been other teams sort of casting their eye. He's been linked with a lot. I think Lazio are quite keen. But, you know, £5 million to West Ham and £5 million to European teams is a big difference there. And for him, he did want to stay at Arsenal, but I think he got the sense he wouldn't get the chances to prove himself. So West Ham's a good move for him.
A player who Everton were linked with in the past. And when it comes to West Ham, some of their transfer business this summer has been very impressive. The likes of Jack Wilshere coming in from Arsenal, Yarmolenko, Philippe Anderson as well. They've spent some money.
Yeah, I think this will take them over £100 million now. Really ambitious from West Ham. Manuel Pellegrini, I was at his press conference, his unveiling a couple of weeks ago, and he comes across really impressively. It's a really strong squad, but we've said that before with West Ham, and things haven't quite gone right. There's still those issues off the field, but I would think they'll be pushing for sort of seventh or eighth.
From an Everton point of view, then I mentioned him, Yannick Bolasie has had his injury problems, and that curtailed his season last year. being linked now with a return to Crystal Palace.
Yeah, it seems like kind of things haven't quite gone right for Yannick since he left Palace. He's a hugely popular figure there, and obviously Palace were quite happy to get a lot of money for him. It sounds like at Everton he's not really going to be guaranteed a regular place. I guess the issue for the two teams is going to be about money. Palace are not particularly able to spend a lot of money this window. They brought in the likes of Benteke and Sacco for a lot of money in past windows. So there's not a huge amount there to spend, but it seems like one where Everton might be happy to let Bolasie go back, and I think he'd be welcome with open arms at Selhurst.
Just mention a couple of other stories before we let you go, James. One of them is Fulham. In terms of the transfer business that they've done this summer, it is quite remarkable. They've kept hold of Sessegnon after getting promoted. They've added the likes of Alfie Mawson. Mitrovic will be interesting to see how he does. Jean Sorry as well. And Andre Schürrle.
Yeah, they've been absolutely phenomenal. Interestingly, I spoke to Slavisa Jokanović, the head coach, on Saturday, and he said there's still a lot more they want, and it looks like Callum Chambers will be next on loan from Arsenal, and they still want another striker, another midfielder. So they're still going to be busy, but they have done such a good job. Jean-Michel Seri, that's a player that nearly signed for Barcelona a year ago, and he's now going to be playing at Fulham. I saw him in action. I think he's going to take the Premier League by storm.
With the respect to him, then, how have Fulham managed to get him?
Without wishing to put too fine a point on it, they offered to pay him more than anyone else. Very much the solution if you're a Premier League team. It's an ambitious project, and there's some good players to play with there. It's not too bad a part of London to live in either, I should say. Not that I would know, but that's kind of how they swung Seri. There's a real ambition here for Fulham to become a sort of a top 10 regular. I think kind of I said this after the playoff final and got laughed out of the sort, but I think there's even a possibility they finish in the top 10 this season.
And that would be a remarkable campaign for them. Just finally, Wilfried Zaha, what's he going to be up to by the time the weekend comes? Do you think he'll still be at Palace?
I would say probably yes. If one of the big six get desperate, they may be tempted to meet Palace's asking price, which I think is somewhere around £70 to £80 million. That's a lot of money, but Zaha, I think, is worth it. He is a phenomenal player. He can do everything. He is the heart and soul of this Palace team, and they'd be so reluctant to lose him. But I think any team, and I know Everton have been linked with him as well, any team that gets a chance would be well advised to make a move for Zaha.
It really is remarkable that he didn't make it at Manchester United, given all the ability he's got.
Unbelievable. I don't know if it is something about being at Palace and obviously moving to the biggest team in the world, or one of the biggest teams in the world at such a young age, is going to be intimidating. But, you know, the Zaha now is an absolute force of nature. I think maybe not that many people see a lot of Crystal Palace outside of, you know, their fan base. But, you know, I saw enough of him last season to make me think he's probably the best player outside the top six.
He really is a huge, huge talent. England's loss as well, of course. Great to speak to you, James. Thank you for that transfer update.
Cheers, thank you.
That's James Benge from the Evening Standard. Head to their website for a real conclusive look